Hello, GWA Backstage, Doll of the Monster here, answering the last week's and this week, Charlie and Bay Sunday questionnaire, Sunday special, sorry. First of all, I want to apologize, I think it was Bay that tagged me. I really don't remember, I'm so sorry. I want to apologize because actually I wanted to answer. I wanted to PM you and tell that I wasn't feeling good. And I really wanted to answer, but every time that I started to record, I wasn't feeling okay. So, well, was really, I really had a bad time, but this week I'm answering both, so that's it. And I'm sorry for the bad quality, but my headphones, that was expensive and I would use it to, you know, record things, well, just broke, and yeah, I lost it. So I have a cheap one now, and well, I really have to work with everything I have, right? That's it. So let's start with the last week's pegging thoughts. If you're a gal, would you do it for your partner if they asked? Yes. I am particularly a huge fan of pegging. I am a really huge fan of pegging. I want to tell you that, I mean, it is not a moment of pleasure, but it's a moment that I really see the guy having pleasure and breaking taboos in the name of pleasure, in the name of cum. And for me, it's a special moment because, let's say that we have the nerve to break taboos to, I don't know, save lives or everything like this, you know, to be a hero or a big thing. But breaking taboos, just to have pleasure, just to come, is a really, is a thing that is still a little hard. Even in 2018. So I see as a moment of great pleasure and breaking taboos. And allow me to tell a joke that once I was talking to a friend and we were talking about sex and stuff, and he told me a joke. I really love this joke, and I tell everyone. So I'm sorry, it's not a, well, not the nicest thing, but once upon a time, an ant, is ant, yes, that wanted to fuck a lady elephant. And the lady elephant said, shit, I won't feel anything, but, well, if you make the ant happy, so that's okay, right? And the elephant said, let's go under the apple tree, so I have a little shadow there, and you just fuck me, okay. So the ant climbed the lady elephant ass and started to fuck, and of course the lady elephant didn't feel anything, and then an apple just dropped in on her head and she said, ouch, and then, yeah, take it bitch. Okay, this was embarrassing, I'm sorry, but I really like this joke, you know. That's it. Okay, that's second question. I'm so sorry about it. How old were you when you lost your virginity? 22, I think. I never remember if it was 22 or 23. Sort of. And if you could change it, would you make it earlier or later? I wouldn't change the age, but if could be earlier or later, in the same way that it was, even with everything funny that happened, I think that age doesn't matter. I think that the moment matter. So it was good. I was okay. I felt ready that time. So I wasn't worried about my age. Okay. Let me see. Do you like using toys in the bedroom? Yes, in the bedroom. All by myself in the bedroom with someone. Toys are fun. So yes, why not? And nice bay questions. What is your go-to song for when you are a sad? Lately is Somewhere Only We Know, the Lily Allen version, is a thing that is actually playing a lot this week in my playlist. So this is one. And I think I miss a song. She Keeps Me Warm. And let me see it. She Keeps Me Warm, Mary Lambert. And there is another one by Mary Lambert. It's a really sad one. I don't remember. I'm sorry, I really don't remember. But every time that I don't feel good, I really listen to that. When You Sleep, I really, I don't know, I think it's the melody. I feel like listening to this music. Contemplative. I think that Ganesha Mantra and Guru Gita sang by Emma, I don't know, Emma. Happy I always listen my Girl Power playlist. That is like confident. Let me see the playlist here. Everything is improvised. I don't think that someone will like to listen to this, but okay. My playlist, my Girl Power playlist, is really back because I'm not feeling very powerful later. But there is Confident by Demi Lovato. I Love It by Icona Pop. Hey Mama, David Guetta and Nicki Minaj. Strong Enough, Cher. Firework, Katy Perry. Part of Me, Katy Perry. Titanium, Sia and David Guetta. Try, I Kissed a Girl, Bad Romance, TikTok, Worth It. This is my Girl Power playlist, and I really have to add some things here. But I want to feel happy, and of course, the song Happy by I think it's Pharrell, something like this. Well, that, you know, and silly songs. Okay, head, oh, wow. Head over heels mitten. I don't know what it means. Let me see. Okay, I just checked and it means falling in love. I don't remember because there's a long time that I don't fall in love. I really don't remember. Probably the last time that I really fell in love was Titanic, you know, my heart will go on, something like this. But I know, I don't know, really, I don't know. I am a person that really avoid falling in love, because for me, it's like, I don't know, biting an electric thing, so isn't nice. Okay. 2. When was the last time you laughed a lovely laugh full of mirth? And by that I mean laugh, no smile, no giggle, no rumble. Okay. The one which ended up bringing tears to your eyes and white. Really? Was like, I think it was 2 days ago. I really saw a very funny joke. It was a comic. I don't remember what it was, but it was about the my political situation here in my country that is not good. But someone just made it a joke, a comic, in comics and graphics, you know, and it was so funny that I remember that I was crying and laughed so much. And shit, I don't remember. I really don't remember. It was so stupid. And I started to cry and to, you know, fight breathing. Like, oh my god. I don't remember right now. Damn it. But really, really was so funny that I said, man. A long time ago, a long time, I don't laugh like this, and my face was, you know, hurting, and it was 2 days ago, and I really felt great. Oh my god, I really need to find this shit. I think that I said, I don't know where. Okay, what's your favorite color, and what does it signify? My favorite color is pink. It signifies that I love pink because it's beautiful. That's all. I just love pink because it makes me feel good. I look to something pink and I say, hey, this is mine. Okay? And yes, that's it. Okay, and this Sunday special for this week. Okay, let's take my timer here. Okay, ready. Your favorite on-screen villains, vamps of all time, within 15 seconds. Your time start now. Okay, for those of you wanna take a shot this verbally. Okay. So, 15 seconds of villains and vamps all time. I don't know if I know everyone's name in English, but I will try and probably I will drop some Portuguese names here. So, 3, 2, 1, and go. Dracula, Dr. Evil, Ursula, Joker, the Two-Face guy, Magneto, the Evil Queen, she's my favorite, and Jafar. Oh, shit. Okay. And, it was 15 seconds. Jafar? Hafar? Jafar? I don't know. You know, the Aladdin one. Okay. So, what's your favorite color? Does it have... Oh, I read this one. Sorry. Okay, for those of you who want to take a shot of at this verbally, pick one of this random tongue twister. Oh, yes, sure. And repeat it non-stop for 30 seconds as fast as can be. Let's get your... Oh, shit. Round the rough and rugged. I'll try this first one, but oh, I probably, yeah, we'll take two time zones. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and go. Round the rough and rugged rock, the ragged rascal rudely run. Round the rough and rugged rock, the ragged rascal rudely run. Run, round the fuck! Round the rough and rugged rock, the ragged round. There is no fucking way to do it! Why you do this to me? No way. Okay, no, stop and stop. I won't take it. So this was the last week, and now I'm gonna record in a different audio. This week's questions. Okay, so thank you everyone, and I hope you'll have something.